WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Love Affairs of Nathaniel P. is a debut novel about a young male novelist living among young, aspiring literary types in Brooklyn. Book critic Maureen Carrigan says, "Never before has a novel made her feel so grateful to be middle-aged." Here's her review.
Before I read Adele Waldman's brilliant debut novel, The Love Affairs of Nathaniel P., I had about as much interest in reading about the hip, young literary types who've colonized Brooklyn these days as I do in watching Duck Dynasty, that reality show about a family of bearded Luddites who live in the Louisiana swamps. Both clans are ingrown and smug, each in their own way disdainful of the American mainstream. I'd still steer clear of the Duck people, but Waldman, who is herself a hip, young literary person living in Brooklyn, has written such a crisp comic novel of manners and ideas about her own tribe that I was completely won over. I inhaled this slim novel. Now I want to go back and read it again to savor Waldman's mordant take on work, love, and cannibalism among the up-and-coming Brooklyn intelligentsia. Waldman's main character is a 30-year-old writer named Nate Piven, a product of, we're told, a post-feminist 1980s childhood and politically correct 1990s college education. Educated awareness, however, doesn't translate into enlightened behavior. This is one of the key themes of Waldman's novel. You'd expect that Nate and his smarty-arty friends, who casually quote George Eliot and French cultural theorist Jean Baudrillard, who busy themselves writing essays on topics like yoga as the new Orientalism, and who flirt in emails citing Dickens' campaigns against child labor, you'd think these folks might be better people somehow. But of course they're not, especially the guys. Nor are they simply caricatures. One of Waldman's great achievements is the way she so thoroughly sublets Nate's head so that we see situations, and especially the women in his life, through Nate's own narrow window, curtained by self-regard. The story here mostly takes place in the months that Nate is awaiting the imminent publication of his first novel. Simultaneously, he becomes involved with a freelance writer named Hannah, who is, quote, almost universally regarded as nice and smart, or smart and nice. In the estimation of one of Nate's jackass male friends, Hannah would only be a 7, co-worker material. This friend, a magazine editor, naturally has a clever defense of his preference for less brainy and more beautiful women. He tells Nate, "If smart people only mated with smart people, class structures would ossify. There'd be a permanent underclass of stupid people." Even as Nate becomes more emotionally enmeshed with the wonderful Hannah, he can't help but downgrade her worth because of minute flaws like the faint jiggle in her upper arms, only noticeable in the harsh light of the New York hookup market. Waldman largely structures her novel around the conversations that her characters have in the apartments, coffee shops, and bars of gentrifying Brooklyn and the Lower East Side. She has a great eye for the absurd in the shifting New York cityscape. Nate, for instance, meets a friend at a sports bar named Outpost, an unfortunate name in Nate's opinion for a newish establishment that appeared to be patronized almost exclusively by the white people who'd begun to move into the historically black neighborhood in which it was located. There are many throwaway moments of hilarity here, such as when Nate endures his weekly telephone check-ins with his parents, and his father asks him the question that every writer these days gets asked by a well-meaning but clueless relative. "Have you given any thought to self-publishing?" The Love Affairs of Nathaniel P. is a sharp and assured tale about a sharp and assured young man who often acts like a dog. As I was reading it, I frequently thought of another New York novel written by a woman about intellectuals behaving badly, Tess Schlesinger's 1934 novel, The Unpossessed. Schlesinger's big claim to fame was that she wrote the screenplays for A Tree Grows in Brooklyn and Pearl Buck's The Good Earth. But before she moved to Hollywood, Schlesinger lived in the artsy left-wing enclave of Greenwich Village, where she observed people, mostly men, of high principles, undermining each other and the women in their lives. That's what she wrote about almost 80 years ago in The Unpossessed. When you put both of these New York literati novels side by side, it's hard not to think of the inevitable cliché. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Love Affairs of Nathaniel P. by Adele Waldman.